From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. South Sudan's UN representative says the Security Council is overstepping its authority.
It is unfortunate that the Council chose to take this route. The adoption of this resolution goes against the basic principle of UN peacekeeping operations, which is the concern of the main parties to the conflict, and also goes against the UN Charter, which urges members of the United Nations to respect sovereignty, territorial integrity.
The troops will be sent to South Sudan's capital, Juba, hard hit by heavy fighting in the last month, in which hundreds of people died. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all Islamic State militants had fled. The U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages, whom ISIS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. A hacker who has taken credit for two breaches of U.S. Democratic Party organizations released personal information of nearly 200 lawmakers on Friday. The release of the personal contact information seems relatively harmless, but lawmakers are concerned that this hack may mean their personal emails could also be accessed. This is VOA News. The UN Committee Against Torture warns acts of violence and incitement to hatred against the ethnic Tutsi minority in Burundi could develop into genocide. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Committee Against Torture examined three regular reports submitted by Kuwait, Honduras, and Mongolia. The committee also addressed a special report from Burundi. Chair of the committee, Jens Moldvik, says the committee has received information that reports of violence and torture are politically and ethnically motivated.
Secretary General's Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide has expressed preoccupation that we are in an early stage of something that could develop towards genocide.
Deadly protests broke out in the capital, Bujumbura, in April 2015, following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Since then, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 275,000 people have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thai police are trying to track down those responsible for setting off small bombs at several popular tourist towns over the past 2 days, killing at least 4 people and wounding dozens more. Police believe a local group with political agendas is behind the bombings. Some officials have blamed elements of Thailand's Muslim insurgency in the country's deep south, but no group has claimed responsibility. Crew members of a Pakistani government helicopter are back home after going missing early this month when their aircraft made an emergency landing over the Afghan border. Pakistani officials said Saturday the 6-member crew arrived in Islamabad, safe and in good health. Authorities said early this month the crew was in the custody of the Taliban. U.S. defense officials are telling Russia to tone down its tough talk on Ukraine, warning Moscow could inflame an already tense and fragile situation. One U.S. defense official said they have not seen any evidence to support Russian claims that Ukraine has been trying to carry out terror attacks as Russia has suggested. Russia's prime minister said Moscow could break off diplomatic ties with Ukraine in light of the recent security concerns. On Saturday, Usain Bolt of Jamaica appears for his first heat in the 100-meter sprint as the 2-time defending champion at the Rio Games. The finals take place Sunday. Friday, superstar American swimmer Katie Ledecky smashed the world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle event, while fellow American Michael Phelps was upset by a swimmer from Singapore in the men's 100-meter butterfly. And President Barack Obama says America has become a global leader in the fight against climate change, what he described in his weekly address as one of the most urgent challenges of our time. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news and details, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.